Aren't we like the apostles? We won't believe unless we can see with our own eyes and touch with our own hands. The gospel accounts attest to the reality of the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. Jesus goes to great lengths to assure his disciples that he is no mere ghost or an illusion. He shows them the marks of his crucifixion, and he explains how the scriptures foretold his death and rising. St. Jerome, an early church Bible scholar, comments, as he showed them his real hands and a real side, he really ate with his disciples, really walked with Cleopas, conversed with men with a real tongue, really inclined at supper with real hands, took bread, blessed it and broke it, and was offering it to them. Do not put the power of the Lord on the level with the tricks of magicians, so that he may appear to have been what he was not, and be thought to have not eaten without teeth, walked without feet, broken bread without hands, spoken without a tongue, and showed a side which had no ribs. The door to heaven and a key to paradise is through the cross. The centrality of the gospel message is the cross, but fortunately it does not stop there. Through the cross, Jesus defeated our enemies, death and Satan, and won pardon for our sins. His cross is the door to heaven and the key to paradise. The way to glory is through the cross. When the disciples saw the risen Lord, they disbelieved for joy. How can death lead to life? The cross to victory. Jesus shows us the way and gives us the power to overcome sin and despair and everything else that would stand in the way of his love and truth. Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. We remain credible witnesses by conforming our lives to the truth we profess, especially the forgiveness of sins. As Catholics, we live authentically rooted in Christ's mercy, not as a vague platitude for worldliness, but as the source of our hope, even when we are weak. We pray, Lord Jesus, open our minds to better understand your word and your ways, that we may never lose hope, but reveal your love to all peoples.